Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by, and guess what? This is our Street Smart Spirituality Hour. Very special show tonight. I hope everyone out there has the phone number to call in, because this is going to be your night tonight. My very special guest, Kerry O'Connor, is joining me here today as the host of an incredible show, The Kerry O'Connor Show, syndicated across multiple markets, and one of the top people in the field of what I like to consider connecting us with our intelligence from beyond. She is one of the most amazing people. You're going to hear this in a minute. One of the most amazing people that I've ever met that enables each of us to get in touch with that inner guidance. She's joining us here today because this is a show that we are doing to open up the gates and be ready to help us step into the full magnificence that we are. She's been featured on Psychic Medium on various networks, NBC TV, newspaper articles, radio shows, and as I said before, she has her own radio show, which we'll hear more about, but she is the guest of countless radio shows and has made such an incredible mark in her own presence and the way she has helped countless people. She is, as a matter of fact, one of the hosts on Dr. Pat Network Mondays at 11 o'clock Pacific time. So we're going to hear more about that. And as I said before, we are here to take your calls. We'll let you know a little bit about the kind of readings that you're going to experience tonight. But Kerry, welcome and thank you for joining us here on the Dr. Pat Show.
I'm so glad to be here.
I'm thrilled to be talking with you. I want to start the conversation out while I'm kind of getting organized here and getting ready to give people the number. I want to start the conversation out with getting a sense of you and what you're experiencing with the people that you do readings with, the people that are in your workshops, the radio show. And basically, Kerry, the question is, what the heck is going on?
That's a really good question. What's going on is that we are hearing our soul, our essence. I see it like a slight, think of a shaking underneath our ground, overneath our feet, over our head, and so we're being woken up to our core. And so as we're getting woken up to what? We're getting woken up to hear. What I simply see it as, think of the angels. I see somebody putting their hands to their ears, like E.F. Hutton has called. You know that old commercial? Everyone wants to listen?
Yeah.
So think of that commercial going into that. Everyone's hearing, and I pay attention to if they're listening with their right ear or their left ear. The left ear represents to me past and feminine energy, and also represents energy coming into you. The right side means take action side. It's the male energy. It's the energy you put out to the earth. And so when I see people bending forward and having their ears, they're cupping their hands on their ear, that means to me that there's not only major shifting going on, but people are being more to take action. And I know you called your, this is the year to be out of the gates at 208.
So yeah.
I'm saying the same thing as far as, I mean, I'm saying that to be proactive, to, it's time for us to, we can't sit around and talk anymore about what we want to do, when we get settled, when this happens, then I'll be happy. Any of those things, and anywhere in our life, if there's mediocrity anywhere in your life, then we are the answers to get out of it and to really not accept mediocre relationships, jobs, have our hopes, dreams, and desires be something that's outside of us and feel like we're in that brass ring. That brass ring is outside of us and we're constantly trying to seek it. It's a tiring path, and so people are being called to, if you're not having a miraculous life, which is your birthright, then we are the answers to do something about it. The answers are within, and that's how we solve anything, is going within. And it's like connecting the dots. And so make the dot connection within yourself, turn things around, and then your whole life turns around. Your whole perception changes around. It cannot not. This is where every master has said, you could do this two and more, all the answers are within. And so the major thing is a lot of times we forgot to look in. It's because we're kind of trained or wired to look in the outside and programmed to look always on the outside. And or a lot of times people say, I'll get to it when I have to wait till my kids get a certain age or a certain amount of money to get comfortable, or it's all sort of insurance, or it's going to give them assurance. And all of it is this year in particular, we're getting kind of shooken, but it's a, think of it as a rebirth and instead of being brought down to our knees.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I see. It's rebirthing time.
Well, I like the rebirthing time, and I want to ask you about that. Apparently, we've already got a caller in. I want to ask you about rebirthing because, you know, you're a mother.
Yes, I
yeah,
am.
Yeah, so you know that, you know, giving birth to that child's a magnificent thing. But that didn't happen without a little pain, and we're going to talk about that. I don't want to get into the details, but
right.
We're going to talk about that. Apparently, we've got someone that has joined us on the line already, and so let's go ahead and go to the phones. Who do we have joining us tonight?
Yes, hi, Dr. Pat. My name is Lily. I'm Casey's sister, and I was calling in to speak with Carrie, whom Casey said wonderful things about, so I was really excited to talk to her.
Well, we're going to connect you right now. Carrie, could you hear that?
I could hear a little bit. I'm just wondering if she could speak up or if she has a question, if maybe, Pat, you could be the bridge or
to okay, that. Yeah, if you don't mind speaking up a little bit, we're thrilled to have you on the show tonight. What's
sure,
your question?
Thank you
How
so
can we
much.
Connect you?
Yes, I'm actually going to switch phones.
Okay, great.
Yes, hi. I hope that sounds better. Yes, hi. My name is Lily, and my sister's name is Casey. Dr. Pat, and she was telling me wonderful things about Carrie, and I was just calling in because I've been going through some rough things lately, and just kind of, you know, I have two boys, and they're just, they've been a challenge, and I just have kind of been down in the dumps and hoping that things are going to hopefully kind of improve, and just, I don't know, I guess I'm just kind of wondering if life is going to take a better turn soon.
Right.
And I'm trying to, you know, pull in positive energy, but it's just been kind of rough lately
right.
to let go of the negative energy that seems to continue to come my way.
So okay. Okay.
I'm not sure what, you know, what to expect and how to go about this.
Okay. Okay, Lily. Yeah, that's what it's actually a perfect conversation of what Dr. Pat and I were starting to talk about as far as we're in a rebirthing process, and I know what it's like to have two kids. I have two kids myself. I literally was running in the door after my son's ball game, and so I understand as far as his third ball game or fourth of this week of what it's like to juggle kids and work and people and just all the things. But this one thing is for sure, Lily, is that when we don't like what's going on in the outside of us, like a lot, it feels like we're getting hit over and over again about by negative energy, negative people, negative circumstances. What I'm seeing is a paternal grandmother coming in off to the side, and I'm hearing the Julia Andrews song, the sun, and I'm hearing the Sound of Music. So pay attention to messages that you get on radios, on commercials, that kind of stuff, because that's called clairaudience, and they like to talk to us. Our family members that have crossed over, our guides, our angels, and so when they start singing immediately, that means to me, again, pay attention to the sound, music, commercials, music. It's a way that they can get messages. So you could be thinking, oh, gosh, should I stay or go to that shower? I really don't feel like it. It's a friend of my friend's. I'd rather put my feet up and just relax this evening. And you turn on the radio and you hear, you should go on and take a bath and have, you know, take your Calgon, take me away. That's a message of they're saying, you know what, you should attend your needs first, and then everything else will take care of itself. You don't have to go to the shower if you're looking for, like, confirmation. Just remember, our guides, and even myself, what I do, what my job is to read your front fibers, which you push, you put your hopes, dreams, and desires. And also, folks, we put our worst nightmares there. We put our dragging self out there. Mm. So our energy is constantly, constantly in communication with the universal energies, guides, angels, whatever word you want to say it. There's 7,000 names, and there's no name at all for this energy because it's an energy. But the biggest thing and the biggest place to start, Lily, is when you feel like I call it like my grandmother said it, garbage in, carry garbage out. So if we feed garbage into ourselves, be it food, people around us, words, toxic people, then we're going to get garbage out. So the biggest place to change our scenario, change our scene, is within. One thing we all know for sure is that we can't change other people. I've tried to change two husbands, click, 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 so, and then I really realized they have nothing to do to change. It's me and what I expect in for myself, what I want for myself, and so the biggest key goes into having frustration where we're waiting for other people or other situations to turn around when the only true, authentic thing that we can do is have the change within ourselves. So really, think about that the ladies, the grandmothers are coming in. And I really want to recognize Julie, Julia, and Andrew, Andrews, and even in the name Drew. And those could be people that are even alive or people coming into your life, too. Also pay attention to the number 777, recognizing a July birthday, anniversary when somebody crosses over. But also when I see somebody in a symbolic shower of seven, that means to me independence, getting independent, big changes, especially coming in by now through July. So taking those steps, take an inventory, step back and be the observer. The ladies are coming in with a broom to help you, because part of this is a generational pattern. Learn on the feminine side of having to serve everybody else slowly before you serve yourself. And that's very common within females as far as a subtle subconscious messages, or sometimes it's right out taught to us. You serve everybody else, you serve the family, then you serve yourself, because self-care is selfish. This is where we're reviewing those messages, consciously and subconscious, that we have been receiving, that we've been programmed with, and we're reprogramming ourselves. We're writing ourselves a new script. And so think of that. The ladies are saying to start really clearing out the fog, really, from now until July, get yourself on a really good program, and I mean like an energetic program. I give out free energy exercises. You could email my email me at union1111@yahoo.com, or my website, carrieoconnor.com. It gives you, and put on, you know, if you contact me, ask for the free energy exercises. This is for everybody, and these exercises help you get the fog out of in front of us. If we have foggy front fibers, which is where, again, we put our hopes, dreams, and wishes, then it's harder for us to manifest. And so think of the universe, our guides and angels, is a short order cook, right? So if we don't know what we're ordering, then we order up more some more fog. If we have around negative people, again, we can step away from negative people. We only, a true authentic power really comes within ourselves. And so I see it as great time to change with you. And also this is the year to really to make the next 3 months and really flip it around, and you could feel like an absolutely new person, because I'm seeing you on top of a green mountain with Julie Andrews, like when she's spinning around like this, and when she feels like she has arrived, her arms are back, her neck is back, and green is the color of healing, and it's the energy, color of the heart energy. So this is where you're, again, taking in that healing energy on your left side, taking in the help of the ladies. This is going to give you that independence where you're feeling a whole different view of life, and all of a sudden, really, you'll find yourself saying, oh my gosh, so-and-so shifted and changed so much, or other people can kind of step out of your life. All of a sudden, negative Nelly all of a sudden doesn't want to be around you because you're not listening to her saying, and then this happened, and then this happened. All of a sudden, you're saying, I announced to my family, I think it was 15 years ago, that I'm on a diet, and the diet is all about good news. So if they didn't have anything good news or good things to say about people, that I didn't want to hear it at all, that I thought that they were going to be wanting to go on the diet with me, and they were not happy. They were like, what do you mean, good news diet? This is nuts. This is how we talk. This is how we communicate. What do you? And so what I realized later, as I was kind of crying in the car, was I was asked to leave, that I was bringing the light in that they weren't ready to accept right then. I thought I was sharing this light and how I would lighten up them and good God, it's my family. But when I look at it later, they were very comfortable with what they were doing. They didn't consider themselves talking negative about people. They thought they were just conversing and having conversations. And so it was my journey. So it really showed me, and I taught, and I really learned for myself and for my experiences. As soon as you start making a shift within yourself, and every small thing counts, before you know it, and again, especially by July, I'm seeing you really sitting there taking in and feeling like on top of the world, really seeing a different view, perception of life, and then it tastes so good for you. It tastes like the nectar from the heavens that you keep on going and going and going, and you start a whole another seven-year process that looks like it's totally different from the last 7 years.
All right, are you good to go with that?
I am. Carrie, can I just ask you one thing to clear up that I wanted to make sure? You were saying you said maybe either alive or deceased, something about Andrew and 7 in July.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Were you saying to pay attention to those numbers and those names and something to do with that? Because it kind of shocked me. My son is 7, and his name is Andrew, and his birthday is in July.
Yeah, well, that's confirmation for you. When I'm saying names, that's one thing that sometimes is important, especially if it's a new audience, to describe how I read. It's the sevens are significant. I'm not just pulling that name number off my thing, or the name Julie or Andrew. Okay, I'm hearing that around your energy field. So that's not something I'm saying just arbitrarily pulling off my hat.
No, right, right. I was fascinated by that.
So think of that. the ladies are coming in and saying significant change from now to July that's going to give you independence, having you feel, again, lighter, and this is going down to the boys, and they want to say that they're paying attention to the boys. So how they like to connect with us, those that have crossed over, and those are angels and our guides, too, as far as with numbers, smells, and birds. And so pay attention. You're going to see a lot of 777s and also 10s for October birthday, and also for 10s are also one like new beginnings. And so think of that. The ladies are there to help you and confirm with you. So playing the number game is like a way that they like to lighten us up. So when all of a sudden you turn around and all you see is 777 on a license plate, then you turn around and call Harry's Cab, 777-777, and then groceries are $70.77. It's going to, when it starts hitting you like that, all of a sudden you get hit by the numbers everywhere. All of a sudden it's going to kind of get in your head and say, what did she say about the 777? It's very significant. So think of it as absolutely confirmation, especially, you just said it, your son is Andrew, and there's, you know, Jill's birthday in July, all of that is confirmation for you that this is your family talking to you.
Oh, okay. I get it. I wasn't sure the significance. Right.
Yeah,
I got it.
Your family talking to you.
Okay. So thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much.
That's a lot of information. And just so you know, the archive will be up in a few days. And you can go back and listen to it, because you will hear this again and again, and you will hear some things that it's really hard to absorb right now, because Carrie is hitting so many things on the mark. So go ahead and do that. That'll be up in a few days. Carrie, you know, this is part of the conversation that we started,
right.
And that has to do with getting out of the gate, paying attention mm-hmm. to the subtle cues that are going on. Carrie O'Connor is my very special guest today. If you want to find out more about her, you can go to her website, which is www.carrieo'connor.com. If you want to connect with her right here on the Dr. Pat Show, we've got a toll-free number, 877-876-5227. You know, Carrie, I know you're talking to a lot of people, and these phones are just going to continue to ring here tonight. Before we take the next call, I want to ask you, what is at least one thing that comes to mind that you believe that people need to move beyond, an obstacle they need to get beyond right now?
Anything that is old wounds, that's part of their old story, as far as anywhere where it's mediocrity, right?
Uh-huh.
Mediocre job, mediocre relationships, mediocrity. So
compromising, all the compromise.
Compromising, absolutely. Compromising, taking, you know, I call it the time to make the donut shuffle, so people just shuffle in and they just like kind of punch a card symbolically, and that could be in relationships, and so people just stay together for insurance or assurance because they're afraid to be alone, right? So that's compromising their soul, their life force, absolutely compromising. So, and actually could get into archetypal energy, that's the prostitute archetype, so we could go on and on about this, but the biggest thing is we're waking up to that we can do this too and more, and so we've been told that for eons with every single master from Jesus to Buddha, but so many people it's like seems like that's too hard or too far out to think. It's like, and actually, Pat, people are tired. They'll even say to me, energetically or verbally, I'd rather do 50 Hail Marys or just tell me what to do. If I have to run up and down the mountain 50 times, I'll do that. Just don't have me be responsible for making the major changes in my life that scare me, like possibly changing jobs, changing residency, changing a relationship. So it goes back to, as far as wherever you are compromising yourself, you know what, our guides and our angels love us so much. They can't, that's conditional love. They can't make us do anything. They will guide us and absolutely give us guidance and love, but they cannot make us do it. We are the ones that we wrote in the script that we have to push that elevator button up. Otherwise, it's just like they could, again, guide us, support us, and absolutely support us to want to wake up to say, you know what, I'm feeling really, I'm in like active labor here, and my head's out, my shoulder's stuck here, and it's like getting stuck, so I could feel and sense change in the air, but my child, my wounded child, or my stories that I say that scare the heck out of me are keeping me back from going ahead. And we all have the wounded child saying stories to us, and so it's recognizing when our stories are disempowering and write a script for new stories. And every single one of us could do that every single day.
Oh, I'm telling you that this is really so important what you've just said. Let's go to the phones. Who do we have joining us here on the phones tonight? Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. My special guest, Carrie O'Connor.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call. My name's Jim from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Hi, Jim.
Hi. Just had a quick question for Carrie. I was wondering if she could give me a little insight on how this year's playing out for me, because I'm wondering about my financial situation and relationships.
Uh-huh.
And overall, I feel like I'm in this empty canyon, this empty valley, just yelling out, and nobody's hearing me. I'm trying to, like,
yeah.
I feel so awake and informed, and I'm trying to wake people up, and I feel things coming, but nobody's hearing me.
Yep, okay. All right, Jim. You know what, that's a perfect description of what not only is to a time to take action and be active and be proactive and clear out. So I love the image that you said as far as being in an empty canyon, right? So think of what the guides and counselors said to me, that since April to August of this year, there's a real further push for us. Think of in the January through March of people getting out of the fog or hibernating, right? So you don't have to live in I live in New England, so usually we tend to hibernate. But think of universally, those are the months at least people tend to hibernate. And so think of, this is a April through August, and especially August, I'm seeing you feeling from now till August, May, June, July, and August, you feel like you're getting the return of all that you put out there. So think of everything as like infinity eights, what we sideways eights, what we give out, we get back. And so there's a place where 208 is a return in the physical world, so we can clear out our emotional bodies, mental bodies, and physical, spiritual bodies, and then say, hey, I'm doing all this. I'm doing, like, the secret. I have my vision board, but where's all the things that I put here on the vision board? And so this is the year, especially, again, now to August, I keep on seeing with you as far as having the things that you appear in the physical world. And so right now, like July, August is huge. So things are popping into the physical world. So a lot of people, I hear this is a common thing. And so when I look into their energy fields, it's like a journey that our hopes, dreams, and desires are going down, and they take it. There's a gestational period, and there's a period that sometimes the timing has to do with the earth too. And so here the so think of that empty canyon part as a gestational period. It even represents as far as the womb, in that you are going in and really giving birth, and that there's people all around the top of the canyon, and you can see the outline of them, and they're starting to take form. They're starting to take more, you could feel the pulse in them. So realize that when you're on the infinity A image outside of your heart, that you're pulsing those people in. And we're having a free teleclass on May 22nd, and you can get the information on my website, and it's at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, so it's 6 Pacific, but it's a great free teleclass. It's talking about relationships, divine partnership, what's going on in that relationship, in that department, and also that goes over to finances. And so if you could listen, Jim, to that, it's going to give you a two-hour conversation as far as the whole thing of what you're doing, as far as the whole empty canyon feeling that you're having right now. And I can't emphasize to you, you are having your cup full. And even when you're in that canyon, visualize a crystal energy coming into that canyon, filling you up, and that you're riding on top of it. I'm seeing like the little boy in you having, getting rid of residual doubts, like, am I going to stay here alone? And that would even go trigger past life things and past things in your past incarnations where you are a forerunner and like turn around to wait for the people to come, feel them and sense them, and then have this, again, sense of disappointment. Like, am I, again, in this by myself? No, you're not in this by yourself. You're a forerunner where you could be ahead, but believe me, people are coming and people are all around you. You're just not seeing the form yet, but especially by August, you'll absolutely see them. And that includes finances, a return on your finances, a return on your investments. Think of this, a return on your energy investments, that's physical, mental, emotional investments now till especially the mid of August, okay?
Okay. And there's information on Carrie's website at carrieoconnor.com, K-E-R-R-I-E, O'Connor.com. It's about the free teleclass you mentioned on May 22nd, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. Okay, Jim, you good to go? I think he may have gone.
Yes, indeed.
Well, you know, Carrie, you know, this is, let's talk a little bit about the free teleclass and some of the other things you've got going on, because I'm sure the telephone's going to ring in a minute.
Uh-huh.
You know, when I look at this free teleclass, it's called Sacred Relationships, Remembering Unconditional Love.
Uh-huh.
And boy, I tell you, I had one of my listeners say to me the other day, it's hard for me to remember unconditional love.
Right.
when I owe, you know, $30,000 on my credit card,
right,
and
right.
I can't pay my bills.
Right. Exactly.
And so, you
right.
know, the answer right. is that is the time, right?
Right. Exactly. That is exactly. That's a really good point. That's the time when you when Jesus carries us. You know what I mean? So that's the time when our energy wants to contract and unpull from life, because that's how we have been wired in the past. And that's the time where you want to plug in the most and not become your past stories, right? And not become, if we do the same thing with the same energy that we did it before, we get the same results, right? So I can understand a lot of people's finances. It's the number two questions. Actually, that's been the number one question for the last year and a half. The last 2 weeks is all about relationships. So people are, we're waking up to that unconditional love, and unconditional love brings money. It absolutely brings money. It opens up doorways for money, because we're getting called to remember what unconditional love is, and so we put in compartments. I love my kids like this, my neighbors like this, my job like this. And then when we have unconditional love, all barriers go off, and that also means money, opportunities for money, opportunities. It's in itself, and it's a total different way. It amps up our heart energy, and there is a literal electromagnetic pull. Science has already proven that for years and years and years, that we are electromagnetic beings, and our heart energy in particular is 1,000 times higher than our brains, right? And that means an electromagnetic pull. So we can't think our way out of this, guys. We got to feel it out. We can think and we can have ideas, but you got to drop it into the heart and to have that, use that energy, work with that energy that's 1,000 times stronger than our brain. And so that's what we're being woken up to as far as stepping into that heart energy, because these are new rules. And so the rules are what we wrote at this time in our evolutionary process. And so if there's not some big God up there that wrote these rules that want anybody to be suffering about not sleeping because they have $30,000 in debt. It's about bringing in new solutions, new light. And that's, and I always love that poem, is when Jesus, that's when I carried you. Footsteps in the sand. When we need it the most is when we want to plug in the most. Absolutely.
Well, Carrie, I mean, we're talking about something obviously that is, you know, hitting a chord with so many people. As a matter of fact, I believe we have another caller on the line here. Let's go to the phones. Carrie O'Connor is my very special guest. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more about us, go to our website, www.thedrpatshow.com, thedrpatshow.com. And for all of you that are signing up for the newsletter, we've got over $500 of gifts that we're going to be offering, as well as a monthly raffle to gift you an iPod with the best of the Dr. Pat Show, which is going to include one of these Carrie O'Connor shows. Let's go to the phones. Who do we have now?
Hello, my name's Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for taking the call.
Hey, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Oh, great to have you on here. Let me introduce you to Carrie O'Connor.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Good, Carrie. I was hoping you could help me answer a question. I'm wondering what angels I could call in for promoting family unity. I've got quite a bit of fighting going on in my household, and I don't know what I can do to help bring harmony into the house.
Okay. The Divine Mother energy is Virgin Mary. Kuan Yin is the Divine Mother, right? And Kuan Yin is the Divine Mother in the East. And so any kind of mother energy, the Divine Mother, and again, the Virgin Mary Mother, the Kuan Yin energy. Also, I'm seeing as far as Archangel Raphael, who is the healer energy, angel, and the Ascended Master Angel Raphael is all about healing and healing of family matters. But also, I saw Metatron for you, in particularly off on your left side. And a lot of people aren't familiar with Metatron, but Metatron has made his appearance big time as far as in the metaphysical age and new age. And Metatron is known as the actually divine balancer of the feminine energy, and so, and also the creative energy, and is around during creative times, and we are putting in a new earth here. So you personally, Lynn, having and calling on Archangel Metatron, because they're putting their hand on your left shoulder, and the left side is the feminine side, it's the receiving side, it's the female's generational pattern side, and the Archangel Metatron wants to know that she's in around you, having you feeling your heart ache, okay? Also, Gabrielle comes in as far as for with communication. So Gabrielle likes to help with communication. So Raphael is deep healer. Mary, Virgin Mary, Metatron is helping. Metatron and Kuan Yin, and also I'm seeing as far as, of course, Jesus is always the ascended master for healing and forgiveness. And so I was raised Catholic, but Jesus is around us with so many people, and Buddha. Buddha and Jesus go right to the top guns there. They love the forgiveness energy. So then this is the time to plant that. And Lynn, remember, you are making a bridge. So you're going to what I simply call the fourth elevator. And so the biggest thing that you could do, just like I was saying to my family when I went over and said, you know what, here's the good news diet. And I've also done several things when my mom had cancer. I said, I brought her all these books, and I was determined to gonna help and heal and cure her. And she threw the books away right in my face, so they would get these out of the house. And I even knew that she could have some trouble receiving and being able to take in, but so I purposely got Bernie Siegel, a Yale doctor's book, and she just really surprised me by her reaction. And it was out of fear, of course, but there was a part where she felt totally out of control. So what I really learned, again, through experience, of my own personal experience, that I said, okay, you know what? Again, in the car, driving home, crying, thinking, what the heck? And so it's good that I process a lot in my car. So then I thought, you know what? Again, it's fear. She's terrified. She's got cancer now, and she's absolutely terrified of dying. So I am going to understand that her little girl is the one that's communicating right now. So that's the same in your family. Their little wounded children are fighting and want to be heard. And sometimes negative attention is better than no attention at all. So think of you're doing a blessing, calling in the angels, and also recognizing that they can work with them even when the family's not together, and to open up the communication skills. But the biggest thing is that you're going to the fourth elevator, and the fourth elevator is that high-frequency energy of unconditional love, of more joy, more peace, more happiness, and it's their job. So you create literally an energetic pull, a bridge. And so part of your job and part of your life lesson is to learn not to go running back and forth from elevator 3 to elevator 4, elevator 3.5, because you feel like your journey is to have to pull the family along. That's a part of the natural teacher, helper, healer's journey. This is where you're stopping yourself and understanding, I'm not going to go down to elevator 3.5 or 4 anymore, because I turn my light down, my 1,000-watt light bulb, when I go down there, because I modulate my energy, because that's what they asked me to, and that's what I'm so used to doing. I am helping them by having my 1,000-watt energy, in the fourth elevator, rain on them, so it literally lightens their field so they could go up to that fourth elevator of more joy, more peace, more happiness, more unconditional love, where they leave their ego behind and their wounded glasses on elevator 3.5.
Okay, how did that sound?
Wow.
And, you know, again, as I said before, you'll be able to listen back on the archive just to get a sense of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, you know, based on what Carrie said, what are your thoughts?
Well, it's quite a bit to absorb. I need to sit back and think about a little bit of this. And, again, I just appreciate your gift, Carrie. You've helped me more than once, and I truly appreciate it. That's why I thought I'd call you on the matter.
Very good.
So I respect your opinion.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. And, you certainly are talking about something that is on so many people's minds and hearts. You know, Carrie, let's talk about unconditional love for a minute.
Yeah.
It's a term that I believe is getting thrown around quite a bit these days.
Right.
And, I'm not really sure that we have a sense of what it means. And I don't want to kind of jump ahead on your teleclass. But
No. I think it's perfect, because I don't think we could talk about it enough right now, because I totally agree with you, because where I see that, think of this really simply put, because I like to put things in simple terms,
okay,
so they don't have to be hard. We're going to the fourth elevator. The fourth elevator is high-frequency energy, and it allows us literally, think about being combed through, and in the comb, it combs out our snarls. Our snarls are our past, and even think of it as karmic patterns, genetic patterning, things in the way we perceive life as separation. So the more we go through, and the more we feel like getting our snarls combed out, the more we can feel lighter. The lighter we feel, the more we magnetically go pull and go into that fourth elevator. And that fourth elevator is us truly understanding what it means to love unconditionally. I see that the Masters came down and set and held the unconditional love, got activated, and so we're getting activated because I really, we aren't wired to come down here and love unconditionally. That's not our experience. But now we're waking up to saying, you know what, this is our experience now. This is why we came down here, to wake up, to really remember what love is. And so when we're remembering, having a global wake up, we're going to start first seeing what's not love, right? And so,
warring
is not love, right?
And so, oh my gosh, you're hitting my nerves now.
Absolutely, absolutely. So think of that. But that's a part of when we see movement. So
yeah.
Just like if we were to clean out a room because we're painting it new, we're going to see all the dust. We're going to see all the, oh geez, this couch looks okay, but you know what? When I turned around, it had a big rip in the back, and it was going to be the centerpiece. And so we're going to see all the stuff that's in the corners. And we can't just go get another, or you have a choice. You could go get another piece of furniture, put it over that dust bunny and that big rip in the wall, and hide it again, right? But it's going to be, you're going to know it, and it's going to start itching at you. It's going to start bugging you. Every time you go in the room, it's going to seem like that scrape on the wall, that big thing, is going to call at you. So it's like we could push stuff off in the back, but everything is vibration. Everything has energy, and it's vibration, and it has a vibratory rate. As we are going to fourth elevator, our vibratory rate is going up. It's going higher. So that's the, when I talk as simply as light bulb wattage, it's really much more, it's my vibratory rate, that anything that's not that 1,000 watts, not, then it's a 50-watt thought or 50-watt behavior, then it's going to really stick out like a sore thumb. And so this is, again, bringing all the stuff to the plate for us to not beat ourselves up. We do better when we know better, right? And so this is where we're saying, you know what? I have accountability, responsibility, and where is my accountability? Where is not my accountability? Because some people take way too much responsibility. They're saying sorry all the time because they have to say sorry for everything. So it's really looking as what I call the observer, and how we can see as the observer is going with that light from that fourth elevator, that love light. And really, it literally helps melt the boundaries. Really starting to entertain those, what it means, like when Jesus said, oh, I love, he hugged a prostitute leper as much as he hugged a saint. And so to him, there was no difference. He didn't notice a difference. He didn't have to say, oh, I have to do this for big PR, good PR, because there's the presses over there. He just absolutely came from his heart energy, saw people's heart signatures, and didn't even notice if they were male or female or whatever. He just went through to heart song. We all have our heart song. That's what's getting toned up. That's what's getting tuned up and pushed up. And the more we work with it, the more we direct our energy consciously, because we are directing it unconsciously. We are directing our energy every day. We're human beings. We're energy beings. We're directing it consciously or unconsciously. Let's just put it that way. So we're directing it to have loving days where we feel, again, directing love and attracting more love, or we're directing it unconsciously, and then the wounded child takes a seat, and then the wounded child, believe me, likes to drive fast, likes to get attention. So think of any kind of attention. If it's fear, I'll scare the heck out of you. If it's like I'll cause a ruckus, anything, it's just trying to get our attention. And think of like attracts like. So then we could bring in a bunch of people that are having the same fears, having the same issues. So this is where that bringing that love light in helps illuminate and also bring answers, solutions, and healing at a fast rate. I'm seeing in my practice stage 4 cancer disappearing.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah,
too.
I totally agree with you, because, you know, one of the things you said, and we've got a caller that we'll take in just a hot minute here, but one of the things you said that really struck a chord with me is that if you've got that hole in the wall,
right,
and you push that couch up, that doesn't get rid of the hole.
Exactly.
The hole is still there, sucking the air out of that room.
Right.
And so what I love about what you're saying is, if we want to get on that elevator and we want to take the ride without any stops,
yep,
we got to clean our stuff up.
Exactly.
Let's
exactly
go to the phones. Carrie O'Connor, my special guest today. Who do we have joining us on the line?
My name is Kay.
Kay, hey, how are you? Well, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Iowa.
I'm glad to have you on the line. I want to introduce you to my buddy, Carrie O'Connor.
Thank you.
Hi,
Carrie. Hi, Pat.
Hi, honey. How are you? How can I help you today?
Well, my question is, it's kind of a comment. I have been feeling extremely lost lately in all areas, spiritually, career-wise. I just started a new career, relationship-wise. And I will say I did email you, and I got the energy exercises, and I've been doing those. And since I've been doing those, I've been extremely emotional as well.
Okay, all right.
So just any input you could give me.
Yeah, this is great. This is really good.
This is, and you know what? It's going to sound weird, Kay, for what I'm going to say, but I'm so glad that you're getting emotional by doing the exercises, because, first of all, I congratulate and applaud you because you're taking action. So here you're feeling lost, you reach out, you get exercises, and you start doing them, and then you start feeling emotional. So it's just with what Pat and I were just talking about, cleaning the room, right? So you're cleaning the room, and you're moving the couch, and you're moving the couch, and you're noticing a crack in your energy field. So the biggest thing you're doing is by doing the exercises, you're healing them. So the feeling of loss goes back to, this isn't just a new feeling. This is, I'm seeing a 1.5 to 3.5-year-old on your left side of the image of you in this incarnation of feeling lost. And so this is a part that this is an old feeling. This is a feeling that feels like I'm seeing a cracked foundation. So I know you didn't have a solid foundation there. I'm also feeling like lost, like nobody's there around, and like you reaching up for mother and not feeling anybody there, right? And so there's a part of, think of you letting those feelings. So think about what I have people think of it as, the image of, like if you were to go in an airport and they thought they had metal on you, they would go and bring that machine, that wand, and check you for metal, right? Think of when we start shifting and we start saying, all right, I've had it, uncle, I'm changing, I've had it, I'm putting my energy into it, and I'm yelling out to the angels, help. And so it's when they come in, and again, it's when they hold us the most, they surround us, they're illuminating, because we just opened up the free will, and we said, join us as close as you can get. And so that's what they're around us. And so think of electromagnetically, that's when we start pulling up our stuff, the stuff that we could have shoved way in the back. So having emotions is a very common symptom of healing, thinking about stuff that we haven't had done before. I've had clients that quit smoking for years or drinking, and all of a sudden this year they're starting to do both again. And so so what happened was something that was coming in from the past that wasn't totally completely healed is coming to the forefront, not for them to have to stay in there to say, well, this is the way it is, might as well face it. It's to get really profound healing. So I'm seeing that that's a really excellent step, and that the more you do attune yourself, the faster it's like you can get through it. So that feeling lost is when we really totally understand unconditional love and really get that how connected we are, that we've heard and we can even repeat, we're all a piece of God, we're all a piece of God. But when we really get down to our bones and to our bone cells that we are not only a piece of God, we are so interconnected that we can't be alone and lost if we wanted to be, because we're all intertwined, interconnected, part of the great big lattice, part of the web. It's called all different things and all different traditions. But so there's a part where knowing that we can never be by ourselves, understanding, sensing, feeling, a great big team of people. And this is another exercise that's different from the ones I hand out. Visualize yourself on a stage, okay, in that 360 degrees. It's a big arena, and that you get up in every single seat is filled, and this is all about you. And anybody else that's listening, this is all about you and your guides, your soul group, your soul cluster is in there, and family members have crossed over, and they're sitting there. You're in center stage, again, 360 degrees. The seats are filled up to the skies. You can't even see how much the people go up because that's how many people are there. Stand and sit in there. Let yourself feel vulnerable under the spotlight. That light is love and high frequency. Take in, open up your heart, and when you see the people, feel their energy pulsing from their heart. Visualize a lot of sideways eights, and they're connecting you. They're looking at you or your eyes, and they're looking at your heart, and they're beaming you with love. And it's like, this is no words here. This is when we get into high frequency, this is a wordless energy because there's no words. Think of in the eye of the Bible. First, there was sound, right? And then sound creates. So we're getting into the sound that is total pure bliss, total pure love, taking it in, and taking 360 degrees means every single part of your energy is taking in this love. It's going to totally help you not only feel lost is going to break through any of those blocks that could be there and help accelerate breaking through those blocks and really help you fly through to that fourth elevator and really start moving. And it's like I'm here in the train of I think I can, like the choo-choo train, and then I know I can, especially now through September. And you're not going to kind of keep on feeling lost till September. I'm seeing September, the middle of September, September 15th, 11th through 15th is a real huge turning point for you as far as feeling like, I've been at the end of the race, and I realize that I've been short breathing since I was 3 years old, and that I have now got myself into my heart space differently. And I literally hear clicks in people's energy fields when I'm working with them, and I work with the energy, and I hear clicks, and then I hear and then I hear their pitches, their soul songs. And so we are aligning and realigning and reconnecting ourselves back. And so keep up the good work and feeling. And when you feel lost, do something to support yourself. Go on a chat room that resonates with you, there's tons of spiritual chat groups around. Go to even listening to different stuff, even like the show. Do that kind of stuff, anything that supports you. Go out to people as far as meeting people that are of like mind. Or if the people are too much, going and doing anything that nurtures yourself, having a massage, going to get a pedicure, anything that has that human-to-human contact, resonate and help heal that child.
Okay. I mean, that is, you know, what I just heard Carrie say is, like, important for all of us.
Absolutely.
So are you ready to take this on?
Yes, I am, and I thank you very much.
You're welcome, Kay. Keep up the good work.
Yeah.
Really. Keep up the good work.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You too, both of you, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, you are truly an inspiration, and thank you for bringing a really tough issue, because what you shared today on the show, I can guarantee you there are thousands of people that are going to listen to this show. They are going to be thanking you as well. Thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Good night.
Carrie, you know, this is, again, an incredible conversation, and, you know, the hour goes so quickly. I want to make sure folks have information about you, about how to connect with you. And get scheduled for one-on-ones, your teleclasses. Let's give out some information.
All right. Carrie O'Connor, www.carrieoconnor.com is the website. And on the website, you could look at the events, upcoming events, and see what's happening. We got the free teleclass. I also have June 1st, to let people know it's a Sunday night, a teleclass that is a two-hour teleclass that's going in and realigning us, reconnecting us to the heart energy. It's doing a major click as far as clicking people into that heart space,
mm-hmm.
and tuning you up to divine partnership and divine accepting the twin flame. Everyone's the twin flame. People are reactivated and getting reactivated and feeling that. That's all the wave of unconditional love. So getting the events page, union1111@yahoo.com is the email, and the telephone number is 860-887-1201, and my assistants come in Tuesday through Saturday. I work usually different hours than that, but I mean, you know, so if you want to talk to a live person, Tuesday through Saturday, after 10:30 Eastern Standard Time to get my assistant, Leslie. And so that's the details. And also, I'm on Dr. Pat's website that you could push on, Carrie O'Connor, listen, go to more. So
yep, absolutely.
Have all the information of the upcoming events and what's happening.
That's right. And, you know, I think, Carrie, we may have time to take one more call. Let's see who we've got on the line. Who's joining us tonight?
Hi, this is Mark.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Fine, how's it going?
And where are you calling from?
Salt Lake City.
Well, welcome to the show. I want to connect you with Carrie. Thanks for tuning in. How can we help you tonight?
I'm just wondering if she could do a scan and see if what she picks up about the business I'm working on.
Okay, it's about a business.
Come to her.
Okay,
Mark.
Mark, I'm seeing the guys coming in first, and also, do you have father figure, something like father in spirit?
Can you repeat that?
Can you? I'm seeing first of all, the men are coming in first, and so they come in on the right side, right? I'm seeing a male that comes in, like, looks like even a great-grandfather, but he's bringing in the grandfather and somebody like a father to you in spirit. So there's three guys that come in with the father energy because they are directing you to help you with the business. And so they want you to know, first of all, call in on them, recognize them, because they're all around there. Going back to the great-grandfather, he comes in all dressed like a somebody with a cane, somebody that looks like they're going out to the theater. So he wants to know he dresses up for this occasion as far as getting reintroduced to you, because I'm seeing my great-grandmother. I never met her, but she is really pivotally important to me in my development as far as my whole life, my development. She's there to guide me and goes back to, it's a big long story, but my whole soul group and soul cluster. I mean, it's really important for you with your business to connect with the paternal great-grandfather, because what you're doing, Mark, is that you're bridging the energy of the on dad's side to have success. So because he shows me that he's all dressed up and he has a cane, and again, it looks like he's going to the theater and he's dressed to the nines, but he's feeling, makes me feel like he had no place to go. So that shows me that he had business information. He was very clear cognitive, but I'm feeling like he was out of his time, because I'm seeing my grandfather George, and he was brilliant, and he, if he had life with different circumstances, he would have been a very good doctor. He was just absolutely brilliant, but he didn't have the life, it was the wrong timing for him, or actually there's no timing, a wrong timing, there's just different timing. That's why he wants to help you with this business, and he's like making it feel like not only it's a huge success, it's like a generational pattern to have success. So they're all invested in your success, because it's breaking generational patterns. It's like going from the energy of the time to make the donut shuffle, like I was talking before, or that someday my ship will come in. So it's like accepting mediocrity. You're changing that on the male side and the female side, and that's part of even your job here. So it's a lot of times when we do stuff, it's much bigger than just I'm starting a business. It goes to all these different layers. And so think of, again, not only successful, but a very big success. The earth, when I see the earth behind somebody, that means the timing is right. Don't doubt yourself. They also call him Samuel, and I'm when I ever hear like that, that's like an angel guide person. So they want to recognize in the grandfather, again, it's like a great honor to get introduced to, and also him bringing in your guide and angel, Samuel. So recognize with the guides. You're going to see a lot of numbers, 999. Also, September is something significant with here, and I'm seeing like two likes going out. So it could be already some sort of expansion already in September, from 208 to 209. And so they're giving you the big go ahead with that. And again, remember to call those guides. And by calling them, it's just recognizing them, just saying, hey, come on in. And they'll let you, they'll absolutely let yourself be known. You'll feel with that great-grandfather a smell. I feel or sense a cigar, like a cigarette smell, something like a smoking smell, and there's no smoking around. That's going to be his signature that he's in and around helping you, okay?
Okay.
That'd be good.
Thank you so much, Mark. Thanks for tuning in and joining the show today.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great evening. You know, Carrie, we have great listeners, and we got a sense of some of them today, and I know that you're passionate about the work that you do. I want to take a minute, and let's take a look at what people can expect. And the reason I'm asking this question, it's not a prediction question. It's a question about, let's say there are two roads that we get to pick from.
Mm-hmm.
But I know there are probably more.
Right.
But there's the one road that's going to take us closer to our dream, and then there's the other road that may not.
Right, right.
How do we get to pick the right road?
I call it the road of grace and ease, right? Or the road that seems like it's rocky, right? We're the ones, it's our heart energy. It's our heart energy, our heart signature. So it goes back to as far as, think of Mark as a perfect example. His great-grandfather is all dressed up for his success because he's breaking generational patterns. So Mark has the mind chatter of, oh, you can't do this. Who do you think you are? Fancy pants, blah, blah, blah. All of that kind of stuff. He goes ahead and goes and makes steps beyond. He doesn't let any kind of chattering stop him from his dreams, right? So then he taps into his clear cognitive instead of mind chatter. So the more we get attuned, the more we go for it, the more we follow our passion and follow joy, that is the answer of your heart. Your heart answer, our mind gives us chatter and gives us fear. Our heart, it's like you follow your heart, you follow the joy, you follow and you pay attention, first of all, when your heart goes and expands a little bit, and all of a sudden that's a joy feeling. Keep on following that, then it's going to lead you to that place of joy and ease where it seems like very synchronistic. Things come very easy. All of a sudden you meet somebody, you're at the right place, right time, and it seems like everything falls in your lap. That's what we're excelling to. Other times it could feel like, geez, I have to do harshness and struggle. That's not part of what we're here to do, harshness and struggle. I'm not saying that we're not going to have to meet people halfway, because it's not about us being, you know, like not putting our energy into it, because we have to put our energy to it, because our energy has our heart signature into it. So it's meeting people halfway, but it's not feeling like there's a struggle in there. So again, it goes back to not accepting mediocrity anywhere, because that's not what a master has. We're claiming our birthright. Our birthright is grace and ease in all of those departments. And so saying that's what I'm ordering, and literally short order cook is the universe, and so what you're commanding, demanding your energy is to go into, I'll order up a lot of grace and ease, and I'll do my part, meaning cleaning my energy daily, getting out that fog, getting out that mind chatter, recognizing, saying, geez, that's mom's version of the, it's a scary place out there, and it's a dog-eat-dog world. That's not my truth anymore. I'm recognizing how much that dog-eat-dog world thing has interfered with my life. You made your bed, lied in it. You got to lie in it. All those little sayings, we say, wait a minute, that's not my voice. That's my chatter. We do better. We know better. I'm choosing the pearls of wisdom from my lineage and leaving out the pain. That's how we start changing generational patterns and creating this new earth that we are absolutely doing right now that is all about grace and ease, that is about living miraculously, and also start hearing more about the miracles that are happening out there instead of the tragedies and the awful awfuls and the stuff of the lack and scarcity. We are abundant, and a lot of things are happening that's miraculous out there too. So that's what we're bridging. And live a miraculous life, claim that that's your truth, and that's what you'll say.
Well, you know, and this is what the work you do. I mean, Carrie, I mean, it's been really wonderful to be, you know, watching not only your growth, but how many people that you've been able to help. Right. And, you know, and I need to ask you this question. What keeps you ticking?
You know what? What keeps me ticking is my heart. It's literally my heart's energy, and mm-hmm. I love to feel that connection. I love when I hear another heart saying, ah, I know that person has just clicked in, and they're going to go out and change 1,000 people, and they're going to go out and change 1,000 people. That's what keeps me ticking. It's hearing somebody's heart turn in, seeing their wounded child, not at the driver's seat. That's what gives me the greatest joy. That's beyond words. And so that's what I know is my job here, and that's what I will keep on doing until I go walking out of this dimension to the other one.
Yeah, and, you know, Carrie, I want to thank you again for joining us here today. And, you know, this is such an important time for so many people. I think that, you know, there are the people that you referred to, and I know because I've been there,
mm-hmm.
you know, that are stuck in a place and are compromising their lives. And
right.
The universe will only let us get away with so much of it.
Right, right, right. And you know what, Pat? It's the best kind of teachers are the been there, done that, and life is a teacher. I've done it too. So it's like saying, you know what? I know how that feels, and so now I know when I know how much it feels so much that whenever I feel any kind of compromise like this, I got to honor myself. And even if I'm a little bit shaky, even if I'm a little bit scary now, I'm going with the heart. I'm going with the love. I'm going with the heart. Call on your angels, guides, and ask them for the illumination. Ask for signs. Should it go yes or no? Green light, blue light. I mean, red light, green light. Asking that, and all of a sudden, you'll get an image of red, white, green light, and all of a sudden, yellow is slow down. And they, believe me, they love to talk to us. It's just because we make it too difficult. They're absolutely there on every step of the way, and we can't talk to them enough.
Well, you know, Carrie, I'll tell you, you've helped us connect with all of our guides, and, you know, we are so thrilled and honored that you've decided to give up compromising and take your life to the next level.
Thank you. Thank you. And same with you, Pat. You teach and help a lot of people and touch a lot of people, and I know you're going to keep on continuing, too. So.
And absolutely, and let's do it together. Carrie
absolutely.
O'Connor, website is www.carrie, that's with a K, K-E-R-R-I-E, O'Connor.com. Lots of events, teleclasses, seminars. You can get one-on-one consults with her, and you will be blown away. Thank you, Carrie, for joining us here today. Last words, what's your personal message?
My personal message, may you absolutely align with the divine within, expect miracles, get miracles.
I love it. Carrie O'Connor right here on the Dr. Pat Show. If you want to find out more about us, we've got a lot going on. As a matter of fact, we're going to be issuing several press releases. You all have asked for more things, and the universe is helping us bring them to you. www.thedrpatshow.com is our website. We have a lot going on, launching a new women's network and much more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back here next week on the Dr. Pat Show. Carrie O'Connor, as we say on the show, you rock. We'll see you all next week.
Bye-bye.